A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the leaders, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the fulfillment of all that the disciples had awaited for. They had been so afraid, but today we have come full circle. For those of you who remembered how we started off this Easter season, we began with this gospel reading. Jesus stands before them even though the doors are locked, and he offers them peace. He gives them a peace that they had only imagined because they were so caught up in fear. He says, "Peace be with you." This is the same peace that our world needs so desperately. It is the same peace that some of us need so much in our families. It is the same peace that our troubled youth need. It is the peace that the world needs. He breathes on them, and they receive the Spirit. But what is it that the Spirit does? As we looked at the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we have a scene that is filled with power. We have them gathered together again. Suddenly there is a strong wind, and they are filled with His Holy Spirit, and they are given power to speak, and to speak boldly. They speak in tongues, and they proclaim the good news. This is a holy time for the Jews, and so many men and women were there from different nations. This was a pilgrim festival, so people came from all over to the holy city. And as the apostles spoke to them, the people heard and they understood. They knew that these were not men from their various lands, but they understood and they were amazed. Now imagine, these were all strangers who only had their faith in common. And even then, having their faith in common did not necessarily mean that they were sisters and brothers to one another. They practiced the faith, but each in their own way, according to the customs of each nation. This uniting of the language, this coming together in the holy city, was something new this time. It was not like in past times, but there was something new and fresh. God was speaking to them today as a whole. They were no longer divided by tongues. And as they had been before, they were united in a special way this time, in the revelation of God to a chosen people. They were one. Some 2,000 years have gone by, and we are still trying to find a peace in a very fragile world. It seems that we are still divided by such things as language, and even in some instances we are told which languages are the correct ones to follow. It's not so much that we have to ask ourselves which is the correct language, as we have to ask ourselves whether or not we are truly united as one in faith and in love of the Jesus who offered his followers peace. Jesus offers us the same peace this day as he did to the apostles that day in the upper room. There are times when we have the doors locked and when we have a hard time letting Jesus in to offer us his peace. There are times that we forget that the Spirit came upon them to open them to a better understanding so that they would no longer be confounded by languages as at the Tower of Babel in the Hebrew Scriptures, but that they would come to see that there is a brotherhood and a sisterhood that we have all been invited to that is called church. During these past nearly 8 weeks, we have been invited to better understand why Jesus came in the first place. We have been invited to look at the world around us, and even through the midst of all of the struggles and the grief, we are still called to be countercultural and to see what it is that we can do to bring about the kingdom of God. We know that it is not by anything that we do that the kingdom comes, but by the grace and power of the Spirit at work in the world. Previously, I said that there is so much pain and suffering in the world that there is still so much that we have to learn. But the fact that we are here and that we are doing what little we can speaks of the power of the Spirit still. Language is still a problem at times, and there are still wars, but the peace that Jesus offers is still being offered this day, and it is extended each and every day that someone else picks up the challenge of making Jesus known to others. That blessing of peace is still being offered today each and every time a person asks for forgiveness of faults and shows love to a brother or sister. This is a challenge for us today. We are called to be the new ambassadors of the Word made flesh. We have to be the ones to proclaim His peace to a new generation of people so that they would come to know Him for themselves. We have to be the ones to build church. Some people still see the church as a place of strangers. We have to make it a home for sisters and brothers who encounter one another. We have to make sure that we live up to all that Jesus commanded us to do. For 50 days, we have been celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All these many weeks, we have been trying to answer the question, what does Jesus want me to do? All of this really leads to one thing, and that is that we be church. We have to recognize what this means, this being church. It means that it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about us. We have to take into account the entire world and the needs of all of our sisters and brothers. This is the legacy of Jesus Christ. He came to bring salvation to all who believe. Our task is to make sure that others know that this salvation is for them as well. It is what this entire season of Easter has been all about. Jesus sends us forth today. It is no longer the ones who sat in that upper room afraid to come out, but it is we who must go to the nations. As the Father sent Jesus, and as Jesus sent the apostles, Jesus still sends forth those to do a task. He breathes on us and strengthens us every day. As we celebrate this Pentecost, we need to renew our commitment to follow Jesus, not only in name, but also in truth. 8 short weeks ago, we were in the depths of great sorrow. Today we stand tall because of the Spirit that is given us. That Spirit will not be denied or deterred. Neither shall those who have put their trust in the promises of Jesus. This is not the end, but the beginning.